The TV show, Another Period, takes place at the tail end of the Gilded Age in the heart of the robber baron stronghold in Newport, Rhode Island. But if you're expecting the refinement and dignity of your favorite costume drama, no. Take this little moment from the third season, which premiered on Comedy Central last week.
Pardon me, do you have 20 to 25 minutes to listen to a symposium on women's affairs? This doesn't seem to be working.
These petitions prove to Congress that we have the community support behind us.
I got one! Rutherford B. hates women!
Maybe we should just call it a day.
Yeah, we're basically, the girls are standing outside trying to get signatures, like kind of like people standing outside the grocery store, and Lillian and Beatrice, like, you know, they want a more flashy way. So we wear, you know, full body bathing costumes.
Bathing costume carriage wash?
That is just indecent.
They're hardly wearing any clothes. Are they getting signatures?
Seems like their way is working.
You heard Ricky Lindholm there describing the scene. She and Natasha Leggero are the creators, the stars, and the showrunners of Another Period. Ricky explains they play sisters, Beatrice and Lillian Bellecourt, in a very specific kind of crossover.
We think of the show as a family like the Kardashians living in Downton Abbey at the turn of the century. Like that kind of mix, like new money, tacky, mean, not ready for that kind of wealth, and just throwing their wealth all over the place.
They're, you know, they used to be fur trappers. They're just first generation new money, and they have billions of dollars. So, you know, they're pretty tacky.
Well, one of the best features of the show is just how oblivious your characters are as like the really important things go on around them. People stop in on this show, Albert Einstein, Eleanor Roosevelt as a young woman. Then there was one time in season two when the girls met Harriet Tubman.
How do you think I became the Moses of my people? You think they just started calling me that on their own?
Well, we've never really thought about other people ever, so I don't know.
Well, honey child, I thought of that. You ever hear of Jelson Paramore?
No.
Exactly. Jelson freed more slaves than anybody in history. But he didn't know a thing about branding. He wanted to call it the slave connection. Oh. But slavery had such a negative connotation.
Why?
So I said to him, let's make it about trains. White folks love themselves some trains.
We really do.
Natasha, what am I getting a history lesson here along with...
Well, sometimes, I'll tell you, you know, when we had Harriet Tubman, we have her at the age she would have been in 1902. So, you know, that is accurate. But, you know, what if Harriet Tubman was a branding expert? Because our characters are trying to get famous, and which is, you know, obviously very hard without any technology.
And there were only like four famous women at the time.
Exactly.
And so we're like, how did they get to be that way?
Well, look, I mean, one of the, I hate to dissect jokes in shows like yours because they really sell themselves. But one of the things that you guys do so well is just take the obvious political debates of the day and shove them into 1902. I mean, one of the characters just insists at one point that she has to have hatchets around the house. She has a right to keep her hatchets, even if her hatchets might hurt other people.
I'm just saying that I think this house would be a lot safer, especially my misbehaving hand, if we got rid of the hatchets or institute some kind of waiting period so I can get my head on straight.
Albert, that's crazy. Every man, some children, and me should be armed with a hatchet. I mean, think about it. If you'd had a hatchet, you could have killed your attacker before he killed you.
I'm not dead. He didn't kill me.
Either way, the point is, hatchets don't kill people. People without hatchets do, because they basically kill themselves by not having hatchets.
Ricky, you're on the verge of the National Hatchet Association taking over the show here.
Well, what's crazy is that episode aired the night, what was it, the night of...
The sit-in on the Senate floor about gun control.
Oh. It was so crazy.
Yeah, it was.
And we had written it like a year before, so I do feel like the show is kind of lucky in that way. It sort of finds its place.
So, Natasha, Ricky, you're both the creators and the stars of Another Period.
And the showrunners. No one ever talks about
that. And the showrunners, I was about to say, and the showrunners. And your experience as women showrunners in Hollywood means you run the show. How important is it to the voice of the show to have power in this process?
Well, tone is kind of everything. you know, being the last voice of everything. You know, we have all these talented people, you know, putting everything through the same filter, but it has to be through your filter. It has to all be unified or it doesn't feel like a show. So it's nice to be able to be the last voice on everything. But Comedy Central is great. We came to them, you know, sort of armed and ready, being like, Natasha and I want to show run the show. And they're like, all right. And we're like, okay, well, then we will do it. Thank you. You know.
Also, it has to do with caring. Like, we care more about the show than anyone else. So, I mean, maybe our director as well, Jeremy Connor, who also does Drunk History. But, you know, I think, Ricky, you were saying your friend who's a big director was saying that, you know, the showrunner, like, you can look at the screen and you know what's wrong, even though no one else can kind of tell what's wrong, but you see it. You know, the showrunner kind of has every aspect in mind.
Natasha, you revealed recently that you were sexually harassed by director James Toback more than two decades ago. What's been the impact on your career, Natasha, and your motivation? Looking back on the experience now and the way it affected you then, and now being in a position where you're in charge and how you think about
it. I mean, it feels good for sure. I mean, it's definitely you get very used to feeling like nothing. You know, like you get very used to like rejection and you get very used to no. And it just sort of, I guess it does beat you down. But I think it definitely helped me in comedy because comedy, if you don't have a sense of humor and people tell you no for 20 years, you're going to be pretty depressed. Yeah, what do you think, Ricky? Well, you've been sexually harassed.
No, but when we created the show, Natasha said that she had looked at my IMDb and she's like, I've seen you've been in like 100 things. How many of them are funny? And so few of them were. And she had the same situation. And it was like, yeah, well, we know so many funny people. We're funny. How come nothing we're in is funny? We just decided we needed to create our own thing.
And a lot of that is because, you know, men aren't always thinking about creating great parts for women. Mm-hmm. And men are, you know, predominantly the people who've been creating things. So, you know, I think it's great that there's more women out there than ever before just creating and writing and producing, directing.
And hiring each other.
So, yeah. I think it's all very positive.
Is a version of the Me Too movement going to happen in their world in another period?
I feel like if we do another season, probably, yeah.
What would Lillian and Beatrice think about the Me Too movement?
Oh, they'd be against it. Well, the weird thing is I think these characters are secretly feminist, but they just have no idea because they want everything. They don't want to feel limited by their circumstances, but they don't understand that that is a feminist.
That's Natasha Leggero and Ricky Lindholm, the stars of Another Period. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Well, that's all for us today. Thanks so much for being with us this hour. I'm Todd Zwillick. This is The Takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.